This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison's morning show. It's Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Totally out of sync.
I know. It's all right, though. What are you going to do? You know, as far as we're concerned, we're in sync. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Now the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. Thank you. All right. So here you are. You're just having a day.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to go buy someplace in Hopland maybe later or
wow,
who knows
you're
what.
You're going to buy a place in Hopland? That's going to be pretty close to me in Cloverdale.
Oh.
Right. Exactly. Maybe take a dip in Clear Lake. Who knows what
sure.
you're up to.
Well, nice. Sure. A little day trip.
Sounds pleasant.
It turns out. The whole while you were just sitting there, spring has sprung. Tomorrow's
what?
The first day of spring, everybody.
That's so exciting.
It's weird. My calendar doesn't say that on it. So your calendar would say first day of spring. Doesn't say that.
Oh.
I got nothing.
Yeah. No, nothing.
So I was like a little surprised. Whoa, spring's here.
Yeah.
It's official. Winter's over, and I love winter, and I'm actually, you know, all right.
It's the
worst
vernal,
part of the year is in front of us. Yeah,
the vernal equinox? That's what it is.
The first day of spring is tomorrow, and here are some ways the changing season could make you happier and healthier.
Okay, tell me.
There's better light. We just changed the clock, so it's brighter later now.
Mm,
the sudden jump in the amount of sunshine we get can have a big impact on our mood. The sky is bluer. It's not just your imagination. The sky actually looks more blue in the springtime. It's due in part to the sun's position in the sky this time of year. Bluer skies.
Imagine that.
You might sleep better. Being exposed to more sunlight during the day can help you sleep better at night. And if you're sleeping better, you'll feel more awake and be able to concentrate during the day.
I've heard that sleep has many benefits.
Activities like gardening are mood enhancers. Any activity that gets you outside and moving is probably good for your health and well-being. Springtime is here, and it's a great time to get out and enjoy a little bit of outdoor activity. Although yesterday it was pouring, so
yesterday was not a day to.
But the truth is,
I like dirt, but not mud.
Our forecast has sun for days in a row.
Like
so,
this might be the last rain.
Could be.
I hope it's not because we need all the rain, but it's, I'm with you, Vin. I got a sun.
So, getting outside and moving, good for your health and well-being. It can affect everything from your metabolism, weight, and mood to things like cardiovascular disease and even your eyesight. So,
spring is
tomorrow, and hopefully things are, and not to mention the vaccine is spreading. Mm-hmm. Which is great news. It's not. I didn't say the disease is spreading. The vaccine is getting around.
Yeah,
and that's good news. Things are looking
up,
people.
I want to be stuck.
I would like to get stuck too. Mm.
How's your arm today, Bryn?
In the behind, if you don't mind.
Oh,
I don't like the whole shoulder shot.
It's much better.
Can you
now.
Get it in the butt? Can you ask for that? I'd like it in the butt, please.
They do let you choose the arm, so I don't know if you. I didn't think about it, asking for the butt.
Well, if your butt got real sore, though, then how are you going to sit down?
That's true.
Well,
what?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I just like it in the butt. That's my preference, my preferred place to get stuck.
Wow. This is just, you are just looking for ways to get us in trouble on a Friday. What
I am not.
You?
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, how dare you?
Science!
Science!
Science! How would you like some nerd news?
Oh.
You have to say yes, because I don't have any other stories planned.
Yes, please, Vinny.
Okay,
I would
good.
Love some nerd news.
Thank
I
got
to remember not to ask that when I don't have backup stories.
I'm not in the mood for that. What else you got? Nothing. All right, nerd news.
Really dumb question. I would have just had to walk off.
I get you, everybody.
Nicole, play some music.
Here's some space news.
So exciting.
You know, Sarah, you're always looking to buy land and build a new house. A study found that if you had a house on the moon, your living expenses would be around $325K a month.
Well, I assume that's because I'd have to import my oxygen and my water. Not to mention all my food.
Right.
I'll wait till they get a Costco up there, and then I'll move up.
I'm going to need you to explain this one to me.
All right. I'll try.
Mars might have underwater oceans.
Do they mean underground oceans?
Underwater oceans?
Do they mean underground?
I hope it's a typo because honestly, I was just looking it up when that darn song ended and I went, well, this one's going to be a roll of the dice. So I don't know. They say underwater oceans.
They sound like oceans. So do they mean that the ocean has levels divided by dirt?
No, that's what I'm trying to. Hopefully someone's going to tell us what this means. I didn't have time to look it up.
Can you look that up, Bryn? Look that up.
I'm looking. I don't see anything right now.
I've heard that they feel like there might be some water under the ice caps. Could the ice count as water?
Underwater oceans. Someone. Anyone. Please.
I'm going to say it's
And the Mars rover sent back the first audio of itself driving around. It doesn't go very fast, though. Less than 1/10 of a mile an hour. So
wow,
maybe there's nothing to listen to there.
It's a freaking snail.
Yeah.
Can we get something a little speedier?
Well,
maybe they need it to be heavy because they have sandstorms there and they don't want it to get blown over.
Yeah, yes. That might
be
it.
That's a maybe, right? I was thinking? I think I might reread The Martian.
It's a good book.
It's so good. And I think about Mars all the time. And I'm like, I should go back and reread that.
Man, I love books. I haven't had time to read in a long time. But, you know, I often will get all emotional about how much I love music and the art form of music and musicians. But the truth is, I also love authors and books.
Hmm.
That's also another art form that I hold it so high.
I promise you that as the years go on and your girls have other things to do and are able to leave the house and go to school and, you know, don't need to be put down to bed. You can just say, go to bed. And they go. It's like magic. You will get to read again.
I hope so.
You will.
I hope you are right.
I am right.
And then I'll probably be a little baby bitch about it and be like, I miss my girls. So pathetic.
We're here, Dad. Can you just stop looking over our shoulders? And stop grilling my boyfriends when they come to the door. God.
In medical news, scientists in the Netherlands figured out how to grow human tear glands and make them cry. They hope it'll help them research how tears are produced.
Huh. They don't know how tears are produced? Like, of all the things we know?
Just call Pixar. They know how to make tears. I was just talking about it. They make tears appear where none lived before.
Yeah, that's true. Ask Pixar about that. Oh. Yeah, are there like reservoirs of tears that are just ready and waiting? Because like, I mean, they are kind of what keep your eyes wet, right? I mean, there must be some water getting produced there.
I don't know anything about it. I just know I didn't used to cry. I really didn't. I'm not trying to be like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything. Although him and I are, you know, colleagues in a way.
In what way?
Well, we often like to lift the weights together. No, and we're
Are you doing the help? What is happening here?
What?
Do you have a secret 16-year-old son with that lady who's dusting your living room?
Yeah, because I got one of those. Anyway.
What, did you have to fire her after she got pregnant with your child? Oh, my God, Vinny. This story just gets worse and
worse. You
know
what? I'll tell you something. I give him a lot of credit for, you know, being a good dad to this boy now. But the nerve of that guy to have fathered a child with the maid and have the maid still in the house and the boy that looks just like him coming around. Talk about denial in full view. Like, there's Maria looking at a boy that looks just like her husband.
I have nerves of steel.
And doesn't say anything?
Balls of steel.
It's one of the best scandals of all time, right?
It really is one of the best.
At worst,
and that lady,
maybe.
That, by the way, that lady, he moved her to Bakersfield, where no one wants to go. I mean, he's like, I bought you a house here. It's far away. You stay.
In animal news, engineers at Stanford finally pinpointed the exact reason hummingbirds hum.
Well, isn't it just the sound their wings make?
It took 12 high-speed cameras, 2,176 microphones, and 3 years of math to figure it out.
Really? They couldn't figure out that things make noise as they pass through air? Come on, Stanford, really? Solve cancer.
It's a lot more complicated than the explanation I'm about to read.
Okay.
But basically, the way their wings flap creates a bunch of sound at different frequencies, the loudest being 40 and 80 hertz. And the harmonics of it all creates a nice humming sound.
Let's hear it. I love hummingbirds so much.
Yep, they're great.
They're actually loud little peepers, too. Like, you ever notice that? They make like almost like a weird clicking. Yeah, that.
You know, my old neighbors, speaking of how many times I've moved, but Barbara and John had this secret recipe for their hummingbird thingy.
Oh, the feeder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had so many hummingbirds right outside our doorway. It was the neatest thing.
They're so neat.
They would plow through their secret concoction of hummingbird feed like daily almost. They had so many of them. It's really... I guess you'd call that a labor of love. It's neat, though.
It is a lot of... Once you start feeding them, you got to feed them. You got to keep that thing.
If you want to keep them.
You got to clean it.
Yep.
You know, it's a whole thing. I was thinking about getting a hummingbird feeder, and then I would get two of the same ones. So you could take it in, put the sugar water in, and then when it was empty, you'd swap it out with the other one and take the other one in and wash it in the dishwasher or something. Because, man, those things, ooh.
Did you just give away the secret recipe for the hummingbird?
Isn't that what it is? Sugar water?
Is it sugar water? Let's see.
Is that all their secret recipe was?
I don't know.
Sugar water?
I mean, it's a secret, right? Isn't it just a bunch of sugar and water? Isn't it like basically simple syrup?
I thought it was like a really, you know, elaborate concoction they were up to.
What?
You're right.
Sugar water.
Sugar water.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Thinking John and Barbara were great hummingbird chefs.
The right portions, though.
What's the ratio?
It says,
let me guess. I'm going to say it's 2 cups of sugar, 4 cups of water.
Close. 1 cup of white sugar into 3 or 4 cups of boiling water. And you make that syrup.
Simple syrup.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's out there
now. I'm over-sugaring.
John and Barbara.
I think I might do that.
The jig is up.
If I have time today, I'll stop by.
You don't have a bunch of hummingbirds in your yard just because
I do. I have a lot of hummingbirds. That's why I'm thinking. But they're so curious, too. Like, they come by. Like, John will be out on the deck playing guitar, and they will hover in front of him and watch him. Like,
oh, my God.
It's really neat.
He's the hummingbird whisperer?
He is. Well, they're just curious. And I'm sure they can hear it, right? They probably have. They come over. They're just like, hey, what are you doing?
How about a fast fact?
I love those. Let's do that.
Fast fact.
The hummingbird thing.
I think I've heard this one before. The Transformers cartoon from the 80s once had a fictional Middle Eastern city named Carbamia.
Oh.
Casey Kasem said, uh-uh. He quit on the spot. He was one of the voice actors for the Transformers cartoon, and he quit when they wrote Carbamia into the script.
That was a bad move. Oh, look at that. Population 4,000 people, 10,000 camels. That seems super racist.
Mm-hmm. Domino's and Pizza Hut are luxury items in Japan. A large pizza costs around $35. Luxury items.
What? You know, I hate to say it, but like you can get a pizza for like, $2 near a college because that's what college kids have. But when I order from the place right near my house, it's $35 just for a plain cheese pizza. Like,
right.
It's so, there's like, pizza's not cheap anymore. Right. I don't consider it a luxury item. I consider it an emergency meal.
I'll tell you though, you know, let me rephrase this.
Okay.
I very rarely get to enjoy pizza. When I do, I don't want Little Caesars, no offense. But the Little Caesars down the street from my house, they can't keep pizza in stock. There's lines out the door for the stuff. So I think they still
sell it.
Well,
they give you two. They give you two
pizzas. I think they still sell it really cheap.
Yeah, no, they're one of the least expensive.
I think it's
expensive.
Like 2 for $5.
Yeah, they sell it real cheap, and they have lines down the street for the stuff.
Well, don't tell Japan.
Crazy.
They'll be lining up over here. What? 2 pizzas for $5?
86% of... Wait, let me check my time. Oh, no, I'm going to go to text. Sorry. Our text number is 800-400-3697, everyone. We'd love to hear from you guys, so text us. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Vinny, did they not do 2 at a time anymore?
Yeah, that was the pizza place, right?
Yeah. Is it still pizza? Like, well, they're not showing 2 pizzas.
If you read what Bryn has it, on the screen, it says pretzel crust. So it's probably just a promotion just for the pretzel.
But they're only showing the 1 pizza.
These are specials here.
Yeah, I don't want pretzel crust.
No, I just want the normal stuff.
You haven't tried it, though. You don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's too salty.
I already know.
Have you tried it, though?
I don't want that.
No.
They sell those pretzel buns, and my kids like those. I don't like those. I'm like, I don't want a giant pretzel to eat my sandwich in. I just want regular dough. Pizza.
Most bestest.
Oh, listen to this. I did not know this. 707 says, the hummingbird's actual favorite is watermelon sugar.
Watermelon sugar, high. Watermelon sugar, high.
It's also my favorite.
When you're sucking out of a watermelon sugar dispenser, is that?
Watermelon sugar.
Ha.
It's a good one. Thanks for the hummingbird info, Vinny. I always thought that hummingbirds hum because they didn't know the words.
Good. I love our listeners. Oh, my God. That's actually cute. It was anything. That's like a dad joke.
Like Happy Friday, you mother fathers.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my God.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
I'm gonna try.
Well, it turns out that Barbara and John's secret hummingbird recipe is known by the entire world because 1 million people wrote in the recipe.
And it's sugar and water.
It is sugar and water. It's four parts. 4 to 1, water to sugar.
Right.
4 to 1, now water to sugar. I'm seeing it over and over again. Well, I did it. I had no idea. I thought I was being a polite neighbor by not asking their secret recipe because it seemed to be so successful.
Well, you didn't need any extra hummingbirds. It seemed like they were providing all the neighborhood hummingbird needs.
Oh, my God, Vinny, just call Pixar. They'll tell you.
Well, that was hilarious.
I don't
know
if it was, but it's what made most sense to me.
They've got a direct line to the bags under your eyes that contain your tears.
Mm-hmm. Listening to yesterday's podcast and wanted to thank you so much for talking about the drought and reminding people that we need to conserve water.
Yep.
I work in wildlife habitat conservation in the Bay Area, and we are experiencing critically dry conditions in our streams. I know everyone is a bit of crisis fatigued after this last year, but please keep reminding listeners to do everything they can to conserve every drop of water.
Eat water.
Murky water.
Except the people of Clear Lake, they're swimming in it. Water, I mean.
I wonder if the level
of
Clear Lake has gone down. Can someone ring in from Clear Lake? 800-400-3697.
Well, you're going to be there today.
I'm not going to Clear Lake. I'm going elsewhere. That's over the hill from where I'm going. It's not near. I'm not nearby.
You
looks nearby on a map.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, you're my guy. Elsewhere.
Bryn, can you... No, he doesn't isolate stuff on his pal Vin. That's not what he does. Don't ask him to do that. That's
what's
like,
he, what should he? What isolate?
He doesn't want it.
I already noted it. I know.
Okay,
it.
What
good.
Is it?
I'll
what
grab
is
it. It was all right. Where he likes to get his shots at.
Oh. Well, there's certain things that are difficult.
He likes to get shots in
context,
the butt.
You know.
That's
yeah. Yeah. Those are good, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, we're not. That was specifically in relation to getting a shot.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
The way you said it was so great.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon sugar.
Stuff like this, though.
Jane
that said. Stuff makes more sense, isolate. There's no trouble involved. Just loved on our chick, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Jane, you're playing a game called. He doesn't isolate as much stuff as he used to. The Bryn guy that we know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, it's true.
Anyway, I will read the rest of the text. There's still time. 800-400-369. Oh, sounds like Sarah's buying a pot farm. You're buying a pot farm?
Oh.
Sure. Yes. Okay. I'm just going to say yes, Sarah. It's yes day. I'm buying a pot farm in Hopland.
Right. Okay, good.
Now you know. That's it. Come visit. Free pot.
Whoa, what?
Please, someone hit a button. Nicole.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.